Now, coming up on Friday night, our first game involving a prep school at 5:30, a school that you, if you watch games on ESPN, you hear them talk about prolific prep and the players they have. They'll be taking on Iowa United. Who are some of the players that we might see in that game?
Yeah, for prolific prep, they're one of the nation's best prep schools year in, year out. They feature point guard Darian Peterson, combo guard. He's a Kansas commit. He signed in the early signing period. He's on that team. They got Winters Grady. He's a Michigan signee, as well as Mazi Mosley. He is signed to play for LSU. And there's also Nico Bundalo. He was a UK recruit. When Pope got the job, he started recruiting him. But just in the last week, he's made his verbal commitment to the University of Washington.
Okay.
And they've also got an individual, Obini Ezekiel Jr. He has a UK offer. Word on the street, talking to Prolific, UK's after him pretty good. So a lot of talent there. They're very, very talented.
That's a heck of a lot of talent on just one team.
A lot of talent on one team. And then, you know, they're going to play a team out of Iowa called Iowa United. They was actually in town back in October playing in a grind session event that was hosted at our school.
Right.
And they have three standouts. They're coached by a guy that played for, I want to say it was – West Virginia, Dean Oliver. But he's got three really, really good players. Navon Shabazz, he's a Iowa commit. He's a guard. And then he's got a seven-foot big man, Arifon Diagne. He has offers from Oregon, West Virginia, Alabama, just to name a few. I think they told me last week he has over 15 Division I offers. So, and then he's got another one. First name is Samuel Mazingio. He's got over 20 Division I offers as well. So getting those two teams out, playing each other, it's a highly anticipated event. Both teams are prolific preps, going to arrive on Thursday, and they'll play on Friday and Saturday, with Iowa United just playing one game, and they're going to be catching a flight out to Vegas as soon as they get done playing at Hopkinsville for a big classic there.